Listening Library presents Fox and Phoenix by Beth Brunabick. Read for you by Michael Sun Lee. Chapter 1. Once upon a stupid time, I liked fairy tales.
Aya!
What's not to like? The poor kid from nowhere wins the jackpot, while the tilt-nosed snobs get turned into gargoyles. Or worse. But you know what? All those stories stop right there. They never mention what comes later. How your gang changes. How your best friend doesn't end up as your one true love. And they never tell you how your heart's desire might be a dangerous thing. Or in my case, just so damn boring. I scanned the front office of my mother's tutoring shop. The room was tiny and hot. Shelves climbed all over the walls, crammed with boxes, books, scrolls, and jars, and the scent of herbs and paper dust lingered in the air. On the top shelf, a dead stuffed griffin, miniature, curled around a glass vial that glowed faintly silver in the afternoon sunlight. Mame had left me with clear instructions. Review all the homework from yesterday's beginner arithmetic class, mark any corrections, and leave the papers in her basket. I scowled at the stacks of scribbled sheets. The oldest shop cat had built her nest atop them. Xin was ancient, her spine and haunches almost bald, and her teeth mere nubs, but she glared back at me with yellow eyes, as if daring me to disturb her. Right, like I want to. With a sigh, I slapped the toggle switch on the wall. Magic flux buzzed uncertainly into life. The ceiling fan creaked into a slow circle, stirring the hot air like a spoon. Our ancient radio sputtered in time with the magic flux. I fetched brushes and bottles of ink from a closet, then shooed away a grumbling Xin and settled onto the stool behind the counter. From here, I could watch for customers while I marked papers.